This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. There was this man named Spalding. Wrong Spalding. On this date in 1874, Albert Spalding opened up a sporting goods shop that would continue to bear his name to this day. He had been a pitcher, manager, and executive during the early days of professional baseball, and he was also credited with writing the first set of official baseball rules. But his lasting impression came when he and his brother Walter decided to open a sporting goods store in Chicago, and they later began to manufacture and distribute all kinds of various sporting equipment. Oh, by the way, thanks to his contributions in baseball, he was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1939. And on this date in 1914, a special dedication ceremony took place that was a prelude to one of the most iconic statues in the United States being constructed. Following congressional approval and a $300,000 allocation, construction of the Lincoln Memorial got underway just a month after the ceremony. However, as it was being built, changes were made. For instance, the statue of him was originally designated to be 10 feet tall, but fearing that it might be dwarfed by the surrounding building, was increased to 19 feet. But then this meant that huge steel struts had to be added beneath the floor to support the added weight. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.